Northern California is drying out today after a record-breaking rainfall on Sunday. The downpour flooded streets, caused power outages, and triggered mudslides in areas scarred by recent wildfires. It's due to what experts are calling an atmospheric river. Let's check in now with Steve Milne, anchor and reporter at Cap Public Radio in Sacramento. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
So this storm came after a mammoth drought. Sacramento had 212 straight days without rain before it hit. What impact are you seeing from all this rain?
Well, yeah, just dealing with all this rain. I mean, we're clearing out today, we're drying out. But yesterday, there were crews working, clearing the streets of flooding, toppled trees, branches, clearing the gutters. The power outages, as you mentioned, most of the power is back on. But earlier this morning, PG&E said that around 12,000 Bay Area customers still had no power. Now, that's down from around 90,000 people in Northern California who had power out during the brunt of the storm. But and as you mentioned, rock slides, mudslides, and the highways, mountain highways, I mean, those have been cleared. But yeah, okay. We're just sort of getting used to it.
Wow. And now has the storm effectively put an end to the wildfire season? And you know, did it extinguish fires that had been burning?
Yeah, it has. And officials say the wet weather, you know, reduces the chances of additional wildfires in this region that has, you know, seen another devastating year of blazes. One of the largest mega fires in state history, the Dixie Fire, was declared 100% contained on Sunday night during the brunt of the storm. You might remember that fire burned nearly a million acres in parts of five Northern California counties.
Yeah. Right. Now, I understand this is mostly a rain event. As far as impacting the drought or going forward, packing, I guess, snow for more water going forward, this has been more a rain event, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it did drop about 2 feet of snow in the mountains, and it, you know, brought more water to Lake Tahoe. But, I mean, as far as making a dent in the drought, that remains to be seen. I mean, climatologists are saying we could be entering a third year of drought in Northern California. And last week, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a statewide drought covering all of California's 58 counties. He's urging people to reduce water use by 15%. But I mean, experts are saying it was a big storm, but it's not going to end the drought.
And very quickly, we see forecasts of more similar weather patterns potentially coming later this year. Is the area preparing for more?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, we're preparing as much as we can, but this area is not used to this deluge of rain. And some climatologists say this could be, you know, the norm with climate change. They're saying in a warming climate, the atmosphere's capacity for holding water vapor increases. So the threat of intense precipitation carried by atmospheric rivers, that goes up too.
All right. That's Steve Milne, anchor and reporter at Cap Radio in Sacramento. Steve, thanks for the time.
You're welcome, Scott.